Libertarian Ed Thompson of Toma was responsible for getting libertarians on the ballot with his more than 10% showing for governor in 2002. Thompson says he's dismayed with the party's showing Tuesday. The libertarian candidates got less than 1% of the total vote cast.
I was disappointed in the way the candidates, they weren't in, and nobody knew who they were. They didn't do any type of campaigning in Wisconsin. So, who's going to vote for somebody that's not campaigning that they don't know?
Libertarian presidential candidate Michael Bednarik was nearly tied with the party's other candidate, Gary Nolan, following the primary. Bednarik had just an 8-vote lead. In their defense, Thompson says the candidates have no money.
The money is such an issue. You know, the people in Wisconsin are so used to seeing, voting for the people they see on the television and, or hear on the radio. And if you can't afford to do that, they're just not going to do it. It's not like the good old days when you go into the town hall and talk to so many people and move on. You know, it just doesn't seem to work.
Thompson says he isn't giving up on getting a libertarian elected. He's treasurer for Tom Keister, a Republican-turned-libertarian who's running to unseat Assemblymember Cheryl Elbers this fall. Thompson says there are no libertarians in state houses in the country, so getting a libertarian in the Wisconsin State House would be a big achievement. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.